And WCDO-FM, Sydney, W222CR, Norwich.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Welcome, everybody. It's the MAC Boys Basketball Semifinals here tonight, live from Green High School. Glad to have you along. Of course, I'm Nate Lull, joined by Pete Komenderich. Coach is back with me again here tonight. Coach, good to have you back.
Always an honor to be here, Nate. Thanks so much.
Well, I appreciate it, and want to welcome everybody, of course, into our Butler Auto pregame show. Butler has the area's biggest selection of vehicles on two lots right in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. The winner of tonight's game will move on to Saturday's MAC Championship game. They await the winner of the Delhi versus BG game. That game is going on in Delhi right now, so we will try to bring you some live updates, score updates from there as both of these games go on. This is the 2 versus the 3 game. Green is the 2, Sydney the 3, and then that other game, Delhi is the 1, and Bainbridge Guilford is the 4. All right, we'll take a quick break. Coach has got a lot to tell us when we come back. The MAC Boys Basketball Semifinals. It all comes down to this tonight. We'll be back on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. The Butler Auto pregame show, the MAC Boys semifinals. We're coming to you live from Green tonight. Nate Lull and Pete Komenderich with you here. Coach, you had a chance to go down and talk with both teams before the game. What'd you find out for us?
Okay, first we'll start with Green and Coach Rick Tallman. Keys to the game for him is to play tight defense on Sydney, share the ball on offense, look for the best opportunities, play as a team and not individuals. On the defensive side, he wants to control the tempo. And Vander Salmon, they have a very balanced team. Two MAC first-teamers on the team, and they're a very good team.
Yeah, this is a team, Green we mean, that just has a ton of balance. And it's not just the starters. They have guys coming off the bench that I think would start for a lot of teams in the area. So it's nice for Coach Tallman. He's able to go to the bench at almost any time. But he's right. If you are Green, you got to stop Connor Vander Salmon, averaging 22 points a game for Sydney right now. He's tough. What about for the Sabres here tonight?
Talk to Tom Morris from Sydney. He always tells me the first thing is to rebound, and rebound well, and they're going to be looking to do that. Limit the turnovers and take away any opportunity that Green has in transition. They want to play some tight defense, full-court defense, and they want to limit space on the fast break. So, you know, when I look at these two teams, Nate, you could switch jerseys, and they look almost identical. Green coming in 9-1 in the conference. Sydney coming in 8-2. We should have a barn burner here tonight in Green.
Yeah, very excited for this. As we said, we will also bring you some score updates from the BG boys at Delhi. That's the other semifinal. And these two teams will face off against whoever wins this game. And the other game will face off on Saturday. That game will be for the MAC Championship at Unadilla Valley at 3 o'clock. The girls' MAC Championship is already set. Unitigo and Green will battle at 1 o'clock at Unadilla Valley. And so pretty much almost everything else is all set. If you're a local basketball fan, you're going to want to get up to UV on Saturday because the two MAC games will be at 1 and 3. Then the two Tri-Valley Championship games will be at 5 and 7. So for the Tri-Valley boys at 5, You have Morris versus Milford, and then the nightcap will be Skenevis taking on Cherry Valley Springfield at 7 for the Tri-Valley Girls Championship. It's going to be a full day.
Oh, yeah, it'd be a great day to tailgate if it's 50 degrees up in UV.
Boy, I hope so. This weather, of course, we dodged the big storm that was coming through. Heard we might get some flurries the rest of the week, specifically maybe on Thursday. I was just talking to Jim back in the studio, Jim Tomeo, our producer. He said, you know, Thursday looks like maybe a couple of inches, and that's the night we're going to do the Delaware League Championship games. Those games will be over at SUNY Delhi. We'll have those on the radio. Both games, boys and girls, 5:30 and 7:30, feature South Courtright against Charlotte Valley. You know, that's just kind of an old-school Delaware League rivalry right there.
Oh, boy, that would be a great game to see.
Listen to this stat before we hit the break. The South Courtright boys are looking for their, I believe it's their ninth straight Delaware League championship. Then the South Courtright girls are looking for their 14th straight Delaware League championship. I mean, numbers like that, just unheard of. We were trying to figure out today when the last time the South Courtright boys lost a league game, and we had to go back, I think, 8 years since they'd lost a league game. I mean, those are some incredible numbers.
They certainly have great programs, boys, both on the boys and the girls side.
So if you're interested in those games, if you're a Delaware County fan, check those out on Thursday, again, at 5:30 and 7:30. Tonight, MAC semifinals, Green hosting Sydney. Going to be a fun one. We will pause here on the Butler Auto pregame show for the national anthem and the starting lineups. When we come back, we'll have Green and Sydney, MAC semis tonight on CDO.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. In other words, at Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No pricing by credit score, no restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin, or visit shandello.org. Member NCUA.
Looking for a hardware and feed store with excellent customer service and a knowledgeable staff? Jan and the team provide all that at Canal Street Hardware, Route 12 in Oxford. Stocked with everything for winter, including hand warmers, two-cycle oil, batteries, heat tape, plumbing, stovepipe and gasket, fire brick, and keystone feed. They can even fill propane, make hydraulic hoses, make chainsaw chains, and storm windows. Canal Street Hardware is open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, and Saturday and Sunday, 9 till 2. Located on Route 12, right in the heart of Oxford. Canal Street Hardware, your hometown hardware and feed store.
Getting in a car accident is bad enough. Dealing with the hassles and insurance details can be overwhelming. That's why folks in the Tri-County area rely on Sydney Auto Body after an accident. Hi, Mike Lang here. Did you know Sydney Auto Body has repaired vehicles for over 55 years? We'll provide expert workmanship and work closely with your insurance company to make it easier on you. Customer satisfaction is our number one priority. So if you have an accident or hit a deer, tell your insurance company that you choose Sydney Auto Body. I think you'll be happy you did. Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell, Pete Komenderek with you tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, our web stream brought to you tonight by SFCU. We always appreciate their support. All right, let's do the starting lineups first for visiting Sydney and head coach Tom Morris. They will start with senior number 00, Jalen Reardon. He's coming in with a little bit of an ankle issue, so we'll hope that he's okay. He's got a big brace on it tonight, ankle brace, so we'll hope that he's okay. See how his mobility is early in the ballgame. Second is a sophomore number 3, Grady Loeffler, a junior number 4, Dylan Easton, a sophomore number 10, Connor Vandersamen, and a sophomore number 15, Jesse Newell. Again, this is a young Sydney team that we expect a lot from in future years as well. On the other side for Rick Tallman and Green, they will start with senior number 2, Will Dunlop, a senior number 3, Joel Volandi, senior number 11, Jaden Jurosevic, a senior number 15, Colin Colgan, and a senior number 23, Trevor Ketchum. So five seniors in the starting lineup here tonight. Actually, Coach Green, or Coach Tallman for Green, throwing us a little bit of a curveball here. He's going to start Cloden Rapp tonight, the junior. He's one of those guys off the bench that I always talk about that just brings so much energy. So that will be Rapp going in instead of Colin Colgan. So Rapp is a junior. So four seniors and a junior here in the starting lineup. That'll be a fun matchup tonight to watch Vandersamen against Rapp, both two extremely athletic guys. So Coach, any final thoughts before we tip it up here?
No, this should be a great game. I mean, there's a lot of parity, and the first time they played it was a 7-point game. Green won 64-57 in January, but here we go.
Here we go. And the opening tip is underway. Green will win it, and it's going to be a breakaway layup. Nobody got to Joel Vilandy, and he puts it up off the glass and in. Green in the white with the green trim takes a 2-0 lead. Sydney going left to right in the maroon with the white and gray trim. A early traveling violation here on Grady Loeffler. Shuffles his feet, and Green's going to get it back again with an early 2-0 lead in the white uniforms with the green trim.
Sydney going in a full court press there, Nate.
And a bold move here, I think, by the Sydney Sabres. I like it, but it's going to be an up-and-down athletic game. How much gas does everybody have? A steal, and Grady's able to make up for that travel as he gets a steal and puts in the layup, and we're tied at 2. 30 seconds in, a 2-2 game in the MAC semifinals. Dunlap in the corner. That's off the back of the rim. Rebound for Vandersalmen on the far side, and he's looking to run. Vandersalmen, an outlet pass ahead for Dylan Easton. Off his fingertips, out of bounds, and here is that frantic pace on this big court, too. This is a big court here at GCS.
Yeah, Sydney, boy, they play the full court game, and they only have 8 players, so.
Yeah, they're going to have to be in good shape here tonight as Green has a little bit of a deeper bench. Here's Jurosevic with the jumper from the right elbow, and a early foul here on Jalen Reardon. And they cannot afford to have him be in foul trouble as he picks up a foul in the first minute of the ball game. Here we're tied at 2. Thanks again to Butler Auto Sales sponsoring tonight's pregame show. And we'll take you the rest of the way here. An exciting matchup for sure as Jurosevic is able to hit that first shot at the line. Second one coming is good. And he can be deadly if he heats up here for the Green Trojans, one of the best players in the MAC.
He had 18 in the first game against Sydney.
Yeah, his scoring has been up and down this year. But when he heats up, definitely a tough guy here in our local area. Sydney trying to go to the low post here for Reardon. It's knocked away here by Green, but then stepping out of bounds was Vilandy. And so Sydney's going to get it back. 6:55 to go in the first. Green 4, Sydney 2. MAC Boys basketball semifinals here tonight live from Green High School. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Pete Komenderic. We're glad to have you along for this one here tonight. A steal by Green on the inbound pass. And here is Cloden Rapp. Rapp down the floor, finds Dunlap in the right corner for 3, left it short, rebound Sydney. Here's Vandersalmen, and he's looking to push it. Vandersalmen gets tripped up, then is able to pop back up to his feet and score. He didn't go all the way down, just kind of shimmied and then took it in.
Beautiful move.
Great move there by Vandersalmen, and he makes it look easy sometimes. We're tied at 4. Pull-up jumper for Green at the foul line is no good there from Vilandy. And Sydney with a rebound. Reardon, an outlet pass, finds Dylan Easton. Little stutter step. Kicks one back out. Vandersalmen steps in. 15-footer. Left side splash for Connor Vandersalmen.
He is so smooth, Nate.
And he gets 2 early buckets. We'll see if that gets him going. We're 2 minutes in, and Sydney takes a 6-4 lead here over the Green Trojans. Jurosevic, left side corner. Pull-up jumper. Bang from 15 feet down in that left corner. He got it. And we're tied up at 6. Both teams shooting it well in the early going here with 5:50 to go in this first frame. Easton looking for options near midcourt, crosses the Trojan logo, picks up his dribble at the top of the key, now dishes one into the breadbasket of Vandersalmen, and a reach-in foul on Dunlap, who was trying to sneak in and get that ball. Boy, and Green just has so many athletes, Coach, that they can throw at you.
They sure do.
But Sydney finding a way so far as we're tied 6-6 in the early going of the MAC semifinals. Dylan Easton wants a 3 from the left side. He's got it. They're going to say it was a long 2, foot on the line. But a good-looking shot there from Dylan Easton. And when he scores, gives you that little bit of extra, it goes a long way for Sydney. They now lead 8-6 with 5:15 to go in the first quarter. Dunlap in the corner, left it short, rebound, picked up by Green. They keep it alive. Jurosevic comes out of the fray with the basketball. They go to Dunlap. On the baseline, his jumper won't go. From the right low block, rebound for Sydney. Loeffler in transition. Nobody's going to pick him up. He lost control of it, though. Got in the paint, and they'll say he traveled. I think he was so surprised he had that much room, Coach.
Yeah, definitely. I thought he was going to go left there, and he just stopped, and he dragged his foot, and they called the travel.
4:55 to go, first quarter. It is Sydney 8 and Green 6. Glad to have you along. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Pete Komenderic. Here's Green down the floor, and it's knocked away, but they get it back. Almost a steal for Vandersom, and he just couldn't come up with it. Vallandi with a good backdoor cut here for Rapp, and it's good. Fell out of his fingertips, but he found a way to get it to go.
Rapp cut from the far corner to the basket. Beautiful pass between defenders for the conversion.
So we're tied 8-8 with 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Here's Vandersom driving to the hoop, and a foul on the Green Trojans, and this will be on Rapp.
You know what impresses me about Vandersom? He is so quick off the ball, isn't he, Nate?
He really is, and now he's picked up, you know, two of the Green players guarding him have picked up early fouls. And so that's going to be tough tonight. Here's Vandersom and a fadeaway. Wow, great move on that baseline with a guy in his face falling away. Looked like Michael Jordan there. Vandersom with 6 early points, and Sydney leads 10-8. Green trying to answer here on their home floor. Trojans with the basketball. Coming up on 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Jurosevic, left side three. Yes, he's got it. And he's got an early 7 points to make it 11-10. And it could be the Jurosevic versus Vandersom show here tonight. Here's Connor, left side into the left corner. Sydney going left to right. Jesse Newell at the high post, and he traveled. Got stuck in a tough spot, shuffled his feet. 3:50 to go, first quarter. Green 11, Sydney 10.
You know, Nate, no jitters here. Both teams came out of the shoot. They're playing their game. It's a pleasure to watch.
Yeah, this has been great so far. Both teams shooting the basketball well and very comfortable in this high-stakes matchup here tonight. Rapp in the left corner. Passing down low. Here's Ketchum. Dishing one now for Jurosevic. Up and under move. Oh, it rolled off the front of the rim. Ketchum with a rebound. Turnaround shot, and he's fouled. And Trevor Ketchum will be heading to the line after 2 solid rebounds there. 3:25 to go in the first. It is Green 11, Sydney 10. So Jurosevic with 7 points to lead Green, and Vandersom with 6 for Sydney in the early going. And Ketchum's shot won't go. Mac boys semifinal here tonight for basketball. So far, a good one between the Trojans and the Sabres. Ketchum at the line for his second shot. And this one rolls in and out, so 0 for 2 at the line. But then the rebound goes through the hands of Jalen Reardon, and Green's going to steal it back. So they'll keep possession. Green boys with the ball to the right side. Here's Ketchum working one back up to Rapp. They got still 20 seconds left on the shot clock, plenty of time. 3:10 to go, first quarter. Green leading by a point, 11-10. Here's Vallandi, steps in, 15-footer. It bounces off the back of the rim, and a rebound for Dylan Easton. And Easton will pump the brakes, walk it up the floor. Sydney's kind of gotten through that initial push when you're on the road, and it's tough to get in and settle down. And boy, talk about settling down. They find a backdoor cut there for Vandersom, and he scores. He's got 8 points.
8 of their 12.
Yeah, Vandersom with a hot start. Here's Rapp in the corner for 3. That died on the front of the rim. Rebound, Dylan Easton. Ahead now, stolen by Jurosevic, off his hands and out of bounds. Coach, take us back to that last play. Great backdoor cut.
Vandersom just went to the hoop, and it was beautiful.
Yeah, great pass from Dylan Easton up top, set him up, and he was able to put it in. And Sydney leads 12-11 with 2:25 to go, first quarter. Here's Vandersom, left side, down on the baseline, will work it through, finds Deion Taylor. Back to Vandersom. Pump fakes on a 3. Gets into the paint. Up and under, and he's fouled. And that dribble penetration set up Vandersom. He got hammered as he went up for it. Still got the shot off, but it wouldn't go.
Beautiful move from the right side with his left hand into the lane to get fouled.
Vandersom saying he wants a timeout here before he takes the shot. He went down hard there. I think he wants a breather. We'll step away. Sydney 12. Green 11 coming up on 2 minutes to go, first quarter on CDO.
Come check out the local high school sports Wall of Fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge, featuring photos by Jason and Ricky McPherson. Jerry's Inn has that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn house specialties include street tacos, chicken gyro, Jerry's cheesesteak, as well as New York strip and surf and turf after 5 p.m. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, is open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for daily specials and events.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Out of the timeout, Vandersamen goes 1-for-2 at the line. So Sydney now leads 13-11. Here's Green with the ball. Down the floor, left side, a quick three from Volandi, and he hits it. Joel Volandi now with 5 points, and it's 14-13. Green back on top. Vandersamen wanted that timeout as he went down hard. I think he just got the wind knocked out of him. He's right back out there, and his team trailing by a point. 14-13 in the MAC semifinals. Here's Dylan Easton off a curl from the left elbow. Both teams shooting well as Easton puts it down.
I think both teams are shooting over 60% in the first quarter.
Here's Jurosevic back the other way for Green. His shot's a little short. Deion Taylor diving on the floor for this ball. Both teams wrestling, scrambling for it, and we got a jump. What a hustle play there by Deion Taylor of Sydney, and the arrow gives it back to the Sabres. It's 15-14 Sydney late in the first quarter. That's what you like to see.
Absolutely. Three players on the floor to get that ball.
Here's Vandersamen over midcourt. Setting it up, gets a screen from Jalen Reardon, tries to throw it to the inside, and boy, he got tackled hard there. Green comes away with the ball. Volandi takes it down the floor, misses the layup, and a rebound here for Grady Loeffler. I think back to that last play, Jalen might have been a little bit afraid on that weak ankle. Didn't really set up hard for it.
Absolutely.
Sydney down the floor, left side three here for Reardon is no good. Deion Taylor on the floor again. And we're going to have a traveling violation, but the hustle was there. With 50 seconds to go in the first quarter, it's Sydney 15, Green 14. And now a 30-second timeout by Coach Tallman of Green. We'll be right back. Again, 15-14 Sydney, late first quarter on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Man, welcome back. 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Out of the timeout, Sydney boys leading 15-14. Trojans with the ball will have a kick as Ketchum tried to throw it into the lane, and it went off the leg there of Jalen Reardon. 41 seconds to go in this first quarter. We got a great one so far. Trojans have it on the baseline. They toss it up. They find Will Dunlap. Left side here for Joel Volandi as Green goes right to left. Volandi, a good drive into the middle of the paint, and he scores. And Volandi's got a quick 7 points here in this first quarter. And Green retakes the lead 16-15. 25 seconds to go, first quarter. Here's Grady Loeffler on the right low block. Up top, Deion Taylor, far side, Vandersamen. Shakes it off down low, and it came out of his hands. He tried to leave it for Reardon. Green back the other way. Volandi's going to take it in and scores.
Beautiful fast break.
So Volandi's got 9, and Green leads by 3. 5 seconds left. Vandersamen, Reardon, far side. A 3 at the buzzer. No. First quarter in the books. The Green boys leading Sydney 18-15. In the MAC boys basketball semifinals here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi. High.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. And we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Green with the basketball to start the second quarter. They lead 18-15. It's Joel Vallandi, and that's 9 points for GCS in that first quarter. Jaden Jurosevic hits for 7 points. As here's Ketchum taking it into the teeth of the defense. That's no good. Rebound for Sydney. They have Connor Vandersom, and he put down 9 points for the Sabres in that first quarter. Back the other way, Reardon taking it right to the hoop, and he just missed the left-handed layup. Green with a rebound. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Pete Komenderic here tonight. Glad to have you join us. As here's Green with the basketball, leading 18-15. Again, early in the second quarter, I should say. Shot here from Vallandi, left side, no. Deion Taylor, another big rebound. 7 minutes to go in the second. And here is Dylan Easton over midcourt. Goes to the high post. Sydney's in the maroon with the white trim. Vandersamen closely guarded everywhere he goes tonight by this Green defense. They go to Deion Taylor straight away for three. No. Hit the front of the rim. Popped up and a rebound off the miss for Green. And the Trojans will walk it back down the floor with Jurosevic here. They go right to left. They go to the high post. Catch him. Far side wrap. Now back top of the arc. Into the right corner for Rapp. Right baseline, good ball moving here by the Trojans. Jurosevic into the paint. Too hard and a rebound for Reardon. He's looking for the long outlet pass, but it was all Green Trojans there, and they grabbed the steal. As Rapp will pull it back out. That was one of our keys to the game. They wanted to take away the transition. Trojans with the basketball. They go to catch him on the interior here. He'll kick one up to the foul line. Back out for Colin Colgan. That shot won't go. Reardon another rebound. This time the safe outlet pass ahead for Vandersamen. Vandersamen on the baseline. Little up and under. He got a lot of contact, but no call. Rebound for Green. Both teams a little cold here to start this second quarter. 2 minutes gone in the second frame, and it's 18-15. Here's Vallandi trying to change that, and he hits it. Vallandi on the right wing from about 10 feet out. Makes it 20-15. Biggest lead of the game here for the Trojans. Sydney trying to answer. They go to Vandersamen left side. They need a bucket. Vandersamen looking for options. He's got Rapp right in his shorts. Vandersamen takes it to the interior of the defense. Gets tied up. We'll have a jump ball. You know, it felt like earlier Connor was getting that contact and maybe getting a call. The last few possessions he hasn't.
Yeah. Green's kind of collapsed on him when he drives to the hole. So we'll see.
Easton on the baseline. We'll whip it in for Deion Taylor. Now to Reardon. Back inside for Easton. Grady Loeffler steps in. 15-footer. Too strong. Rebound Green. They're doing a good job on the glass. And then a steal back by Deion Taylor, but it goes right to Jurosevic. He takes it inside, and he's fouled. Shot won't go, but he'll head to the line. Great hustle by Taylor to save a ball that he could steal, and he was going out of bounds. He threw it back in and went to Jurosevic. Tough break. And so Jaden will head to the line here with Green leading 20-15. And add to it here.
You know, Nate,
8 points.
You know, Nate, you can feel the momentum change here in the second quarter. Sydney hasn't scored yet, and Green is going to put up four.
Nine now for Jurosevic, and it's 22-15 with 5:10 to go in the second quarter. Green on top, and Sydney in desperate need of a bucket here on this possession. Easton going left to right here for Sydney. Gets it to Vandersamen in front of the Green bench. Comes off of a screen, had his pocket picked. And then right back at midcourt, Vandersamen trying to steal it back, and he gets it. Somehow gets it to Easton. Ahead now for Jalen Reardon. Stops, and will wisely just start up the possession here for Sydney. Into the corner, Grady Loeffler, big time three, got it.
Oh, beautiful look. He found him in the corner.
That was a big shot.
Faked the drive to the hole and threw it out for the three-pointer.
22-18, just what the doctor ordered there for Sydney with 4.5 to go in this second quarter. Jurosevic, baseline. His shot in and out. Popped free. And Sydney's got a chance to bring it back down the floor. It felt like Green was going to pull away there for a minute, Coach.
This is a big possession for Sydney right here.
Vandersloot thought about a three. Instead, dumps it inside for Reardon. Oh, he just misses the layup. He got fouled and will head to the line. That would have been huge, and he wants that one back.
Vandersloot at 22 feet out saw Reardon. Reardon flashed into the lane, picks up the foul, and will shoot two.
Reardon to the line again. He's a little hampered here. He's got that ankle brace on, but he hits the first one at the line. He sat out their game, their non-leaguer against Sherburne Earlville late last week, but he's been so effective in the second half of the season.
I'll tell you, he had a tremendous game against Walton.
Yeah, he was fantastic that night in that game that we did here on CDO, and Reardon goes 2-for-2. Back to a two-point game. Green 22, Sydney 20. Coming up on 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Now we got a jump ball. Arrow will keep it with Green, but boy, does the momentum feel like it's back with the Sabres after Green had it for a long stretch.
This is a fun game, back and forth. Just what we expected.
Trojans have it in the backcourt here with Dunlap, and then he threw it away. Thought he had somebody flashing up that right wing and threw it out of bounds.
I love watching Sydney when they put on the full court press. They are so quick. They're fun to watch. Five sophomores out of eight players. It's just great.
Yeah, when you think about it, these guys could have been playing in the JV game earlier, and here they are playing in a MAC semifinal. Vandersloot, right side, dishing it off Dylan Easton. His jumper a little too strong, tried to go off the glass, couldn't get it, and Green a rebound. Kind of a broken play as they bring it back up the floor as they go right to left. Trojans looking for that combination that was working so well for them early in the quarter. Ketchum finds Vilandy, right corner three, didn't have enough gas underneath it, got his own rebound though. Second chance, no. Another chance for Ketchum. Dishes it out here for Vilandy again off the mark. Fourth rebound on this possession. That won't go, and finally Sydney's got it. Reardon rips it down. Outlet pass ahead for Vandersloot. Again, four looks at the hoop there for Green. They couldn't get it. Vandersloot tries an NBA range three. Left side, no. Rebound Green. Vilandy across midcourt will slow it down, and now Coach Tallman wants a timeout. He's seen enough. 3:10 to go, second quarter. Green 22, Sydney 20. We got a good ball game here, folks, in the MAC boys basketball semifinals on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Coming up on 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. We're back underway. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Pete Komenderic tonight. Green boys with the basketball in the corner. Dunlap tries a three. It won't go down. Trojans get the rebound with Ketchum. He's doing a nice job cleaning the glass. Whips one over. Vilandy, left side three. That's too strong. Deion Taylor is able to grab the loose ball. And here comes Sydney, down by two here in the MAC boys basketball semifinals. Live from Green tonight. Taylor gets chipped on the hip there as he tries to go to the hoop.
Beautiful no-look pass from Vandersloot.
Yeah, found a cutting Taylor, and it was almost like a hockey hip check there, and he went flying down. We get a foul. Who was that foul on, Coach? Vandersloot, the three. Oh, it's in and out.
It was on Dunlap, Nate.
So Dunlap picks up that foul for...
It's a second.
Everybody keeping track at home. Coach said, second foul. 2:30 to go here in the first half. Green 22, Sydney 20. Trojans have it. They go left corner in front of the Sydney bench. They whip it across the top of the defense. Inside now for Dunlap. Back into the left corner. A pump fake. Inside Dunlap. Back out. Right corner now for Vallandi. Great ball movement again by the Trojans. Into the interior of the defense. Ketchum has nowhere to go, and we finally get a foul on Sydney. Ketchum wanted one earlier than that, but didn't get it. 2:08 to go in the second.
It'll be on Jesse Newell. That's the second.
Got to keep an eye on these for Sydney. As we said, a light bench tonight, a short bench, I should say. Trojans have it. Left side, Dunlap. Didn't pull the trigger on the three. Goes back to Vallandi. Dunlap wants it back, gets it. Three ball. Boy, halfway down, no. Ketchum a rebound. His second chance is out of bounds. He shot it, then it came back down, hit off his shoulder, out of bounds, going back to Sydney. Green cannot buy a bucket.
No, the last 3 minutes have been really cold. They haven't converted on their possessions. So.
And a lot of the shots are one of those ones that, you know, kind of rattle in and out. Vandersonman tries to go down low for Reardon, and he just couldn't catch up to that in time. Rebound for Green, or I should say a steal. Minute 40 to go, second quarter. Vallandi to the hoop, blocked by Reardon. And Easton comes out of there with the ball. Easton is stuck in a tough spot, and then he's able to get it to Reardon and then right back to him. Easton brings it up against the pressure of Green, tries to go back door for Vandersonman, and the pass wasn't there. Just a little miscommunication. 1:23 to go, second quarter, and it's 22-20. Green boys on top by two.
The scoring in the second quarter certainly has slowed down.
Yeah, it was barn burner right off the tip. And it slowed down. Here's Jarosevic. He's back in the game, and he scores. He's been on the bench for the last few minutes. He's now got 11 points. And it's 24-20, Green on top.
Beautiful feed from Vallandi down low from about 16 feet out.
A minute to go in the second quarter. Sydney with the ball, going left to right. Passing here inside for Vandersonman. Back out, Easton. Big time three. No. In and out. And the loose ball goes to Green. In the backcourt, Trojans have it. They'll work it up here with Keegan Evans, who's checked in. Evans goes to Vallandi. To Dunlap, steps into a three, left side, and no. A little short. Rebound Reardon. Vallandi just had a good look there to Dunlap, but he couldn't finish. And now Easton to the hoop. Missed it. Newell with a rebound. Pulls it out. Finds Vandersonman. Straight away three. That's off the mark. Newell another rebound. Keeps it alive. Easton in the corner for three. That's off the front of the rim. And a rebound finally for Green. Ahead now for Dunlap. Trying to go coast to coast, and he can't finish. Boy, both teams are ice cold. Vandersonman down the floor, and he can't get the shot to go, but he's fouled on the floor before he went up with it. With 6 seconds left, Green leading 24-20 here before the halftime break. And it looks like Coach Morris wants to take this last time out to talk it over. All right, we'll step away. Green boys up by four, 24-20. 6 seconds left in the first half on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. 6 seconds left here in this first half, live from Green, 24-20. Green boys on top of Sydney here in the MAC semifinal. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Pete Komenderik. Thanks as well for listening on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. All right, Coach, what do you think Sydney's drawing up here? They wanted to take this timeout. They get a bucket here to go into the break. That could be huge.
I think they're going to run a pick play for Vandersonman.
I would be surprised to see anybody except Connor take this shot, but we will see. He's very unselfish, too, and he's always looking to make that extra pass, so we'll see what they decide to do.
Or maybe after they run off the top, they'll slide Reardon into the lane. We'll see.
Easton will do the inbounding. They find Jesse Newell, a pump fake. Works one back out. They have to go back across for Langstaff. Into the corner. Reardon for three. No. Play just never quite developed, I think, the way they wanted. Newell might have had a good look at it on the interior, but decided not to go up with it. So, 24-20 at the break. Green Boys on top of Sydney. And we'll be back in just a few minutes with our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. A great game here, though, Coach, between Green and Sydney in the MAC semifinals.
Nate, what I think is very interesting, if you look at the score, combined score for both teams in the first quarter, 33 points. Second quarter, 11.
Wow. Great stat there, Coach. Yeah, they came out and just could not miss.
Yeah, and it was like the second quarter, the lid was on the basket. And they were good shots, too. I mean,
yeah, very good-looking shots. You know, a variety from inside, outside. You know, everybody says, oh, you fall in love with the three. A lot of these were 5-10-footers, layups that just wouldn't go down. So we'll break that all down when we come back here on our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We'll also get you an out-of-town score update from that Delhi and BG game in the other MAC semifinals. So, all right, we'll take a break. For Pete Komenderic, I'm Nate Lull. Halftime score, Green 24, Sydney 20. The MAC boys basketball semifinals tonight here on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Mirabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Mirabito team today by visiting mirabito.com/careers. Mirabito, where people make energy different.
WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull and Pete Komenderic with you here from Green High School. And it's time for the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report, of course, sponsored by Mirabito, who's been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for over 90 years. You can call Mirabito today at 607-563-HEAT. That's 607-563-HEAT. Let's go through our scoring summary here in the first half. First for Sydney, 9 points for Connor Vandersommen. He had all nine in the first quarter. Then he kind of went cold a little bit, but Green has really been focusing on him too. But he did have some of his teammates really pick up the slack here. Grady Loeffler with 5, Dylan Easton with 4, Jalen Reardon with 2. That 3 by Grady really sticks out to me because it was 22-15. It felt like Green was going to pull away, and then Grady hits that 3, and they were back in business.
Absolutely.
On the other side for Green, a game high so far, 11 points for Jaden Jurosevic, also 11 points for Joel Vallandi, 2 for Cloden Rapp. So, you know, guys like Dunlap and Rapp and Ketchum, who usually score quite a bit here for Green, a little cold, but Jaden and Joel have been picking it up. So excellent job for them. Coach, what's our foul situation?
Okay, for Green, Dunlap has 2, Jurosevic has 1, Rapp has 1, Ketchum has 1, and Evans has 1.
Okay.
For Sydney, Reardon has 1, Easton has 1, and Jesse Newell has 2.
Okay, so nobody in dangerous territory, but you have to be a little concerned. Dunlap, one of your guards there, with 2 fouls for Green. And Jesse Newell on this short bench here tonight, you're going to need him on the interior, especially if Reardon's ankle, you know, acts up or anything like that. So Newell's going to have to be careful as well. Again, our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report, still trying to work on getting our update from the Delhi BG game. I know they were a little behind. I think we started a little bit earlier than them, so we should have a update from Delhi pretty soon here. Delhi boys, the 1 seed, taking on the 4 seed, Bainbridge Guilford. That was last year's MAC championship game. Delhi won it all last year, and they are trying to repeat this year as MAC champions. Of course, our girls MAC championship will be the Green Trojans taking on Unitigo, and Unitigo is looking to go, I believe if my math was correct today, they're looking for their 3rd straight, which is, you know, that's pretty rare territory when you see a team win 3 years in a row. And Unitigo had been on a long schneid for the girls where they hadn't won the MAC, and I believe, I'm going to go double check it tomorrow. I know they did win last year for sure, but you know what throws me off? The COVID year. I go back in my head and I say, wait a second, this team's done this X number of times and this, and then it's like, well, we've done this minus the COVID year. So that always throws me off.
Absolutely.
But all right, Coach, what do you think, first for Sydney, a key to the second half here? How can they get that momentum back and get over the hump here against Green?
Well, Vandersommen is the straw that stirs the drink for them. If he can look off, maybe hit Reardon on some pick and rolls, get Deion Taylor into the game, but he's the key. The whole you can see he's a sophomore, but that whole team revolves around him. He's the floor general. I am so impressed for someone of his age and his physical size.
Mm-hmm.
He takes it to the hole against guys 10 inches bigger than him.
He does,
and he's a pleasure to watch.
It's almost weird to say, but I almost want to say Vander Sommen's going to have to be a little more selfish in the second half. I think sometimes he's going to have to shoot the ball here in the second half to pick up this win.
Yeah, he definitely slowed down in the second quarter. I think they put a little bit more pressure on him than they did in the first quarter. But the first quarter, he made about 6 of those points,
mm-hmm.
just making the move by himself, getting the first step on the left side against his defender. He took it to the hole right in the middle of the trees and scored.
If you're Green, Coach, how do you put this one away on your home floor as the 2 seed?
Well, Green has been sharing the ball really, really well. And they run guys from the corners into the basket. Those looks have been open, and they really haven't capitalized on that. But the thing that I am impressed is they are very good looking for each other. And that's what Coach Tallman wanted them to do. The three-point shots that they took, Nate, I don't think they took a bad three-pointer in the first 2 quarters. They were open. They had good looks to the hoop. They were a step or two away from their defender. So I think if they work the ball, they're going to be in good shape.
All right, we're set for the second half, so we're going to keep it right here. Thank you for joining us for the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report, as our score here at the half is 24-20, Green Boys leading Sydney. And now Sydney will start with the ball here in the second half, going right to left. They have the maroon uniforms with the white trim. Green is in the home white uniforms with, guess what, the green trim. So here we go. Sydney with the ball to start the second half. And they'll try to go to Vander Sommen in the left corner. He couldn't quite catch that ball, lost control of it, and Rapp will take it away now for Green. Rapp's going to slow it down as both teams settle into the rhythm here of the second half. Backdoor pass here for Rapp, up and in, and a great look there from Jurosevic, and a great finish by Rapp.
Yeah, he found him from about 20 feet out, looped the pass over the defender, beautiful look.
Makes it 26-20 with 7.5 to go here in the third quarter. Here's Vander Sommen in the right corner, steps back, goes to Reardon, and Sydney will work it around. Grady Loeffler into the paint, lost control of it and then traveled. Picked it up in a tough spot, and it's going to go back to the Trojans. 7:15 to go here, third quarter. Trojans will have it. And Jurosevic will walk it up. And now we'll leave one off for Vilandy to set up the offense. Vilandy crosses the Trojans logo at midcourt. Goes right side for Dunlap. Little give and go. Dunlap's going to get it back and can't finish on the left low block through traffic. Easton's got the ball. Ahead now for Deion Taylor, who's been Mr. Hustle here in this game tonight. Vander Sommen to the high post. Gets it off for Deion Taylor. He's blocked, though. A clean block. Ball loose on the floor after the block, and Green will come away with it. And here is Rapp up the right side of the floor. Scoots in front of the Green bench. Takes it to the hoop. Can't finish. Reared in a rebound. Had it ripped away, though, by Vilandy. And now Green losing it out of bounds. It's going to go back to Sydney. Both teams wanted various fouls on that possession. Instead, it goes out. Sabres will get the ball. Thanks for joining us tonight. It's the Mac Boys Basketball Semifinals. 26-20 is our score. Green Boys leading Sydney. Early third quarter action here from Green tonight. Vander Sommen, left side, Dylan Easton. Easton looking for options. He's going to have to get into the scoring mix here, I think, in the second half. And Vander Sommen is fouled by Joel Vilandy.
It'll be Vilandy's first.
With 6:15 to go in the third. And yeah, they're throwing athlete after athlete at Vander Sommen right now. Sydney will look to get it in, and they do to Loeffler on the right side. Dribble drive down low for Loeffler. Stuck in a tough spot, and then a reach-in foul on Ketchum. And
Ketchum. Second.
Yep, he picks up his second. With 6:05 to go here in the third, and Green leading 26-20. Sydney throws it into the backcourt for Vander Sommen to get set and find some real estate here on this possession. And Vander Sommen gets to the hoop, with a killer crossover, and he scores.
That looked like a Spud Webb move going to the hole.
Boy, that's a great description. You don't know how he can do what he does out there. It's at his size, it's amazing.
He gets so low, he's like 6 inches to the floor and then takes one dribble and lays it in.
5:40 to go here in the third. Green leading by four, trying to add to it, and they do with Vallandi. And he's got 14. A big three makes it 29-22 with 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Vandersamen cooks down to the left side. His jumper is short, out of bounds. No, it stayed in, and Green keeps control of it. Dunlap ahead for Jurosevic, leaves it for Vallandi.
Oh!
Pinned up off the glass there by Reardon.
Reardon came out of nowhere and swatted that away.
Easton tries to take it to the rim and scores. Easton with the bucket. Boy, that surprised us both. What a block there to set that up by Jalen Reardon. It's 29-24. Jurosevic to the left side. Boy, he pinned that up by the square. That was amazing. And here is Vallandi. Pulls up from straight away. Won't go down. And it felt like Green was going to pull away again, but Sydney's hanging tough. Reardon, Euro steps and is fouled in the paint, and he's going to go to the line for two, and Jurosevic picks up number two.
And that's three early fouls on Green in this quarter, Nate.
These are big foul shots, it feels like, here for Reardon. With 4:45 to go in the third, Green leading 29-24.
I think Reardon's ankle loosened up.
He can't get the first one to go. Yeah, it was definitely loose on that block, and then he had a nice play down the floor here to get to the line. Second shot for Reardon is good. Makes it 29-25. Sydney hanging around here on the road with 4:40 to go in the third. Jurosevic, top of the key, wants the one-hand pass to catch him. Pass to the interior here for Rapp, and we're going to have a foul underneath, I believe, on Sydney.
I believe it's on Vandersamen.
Yep.
Reached in. His first.
He was going for the steal underneath and gets whistled for the foul. So Green has it, leading 29-25. 4.5 to go in the third on their home floor. Here's Rapp. Wants to take it to the rim. He's denied by Dylan Easton. Ball on the floor, and somehow Vandersamen comes away with it. Left side for Vandersamen. Wants the dribble drive, takes it into the interior. Out of bounds. Went through his hands. Rapp was able to punch it off his body, and it's going back to the Trojans. We talked about it early. What a battle between Vandersamen and Rapp. Coming up on 4 minutes to go here, third quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Pete Komenderek tonight. Glad to have you along on WCDOsports.com as well. Brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. Ketchum to the interior on the right low block. Back to Vallandi. Fadeaway jumper for Joel is good, and he's got 16. He's been the answer tonight as they lead 31-25 with 3:45 to go in this third quarter. Vandersamen with the ball, looking for options on the right side. Gets a screen, goes to Reardon. Reardon down low, has his pocket picked. He brought it down low, and Ketchum took it away from him. Ketchum into the teeth of the defense. His shot won't go, and Easton with a rebound. Easton, the smaller guard, came out of there with it. Deion Taylor finding Vandersamen. A wide open three. Right side is too strong. Rebound Taylor. Sydney keeping it alive. Here's Dylan Easton from 20 feet. No. Loeffler, rebound. His shot also won't go down. Ball out of bounds. Through the hands of Jurosevic. It stays with Sydney. Three good looks there, but none of them would go in.
Looked like Green in the second quarter when they had three or four good looks on two possessions.
3:05 to go in the third. Sydney will get it in. They throw it away. Loeffler got tripped up as he came off a screen. Easton threw it in, and then he couldn't get there in time. 3:05 to go in the third, and Green leads 31-25 over the Sydney boys. As this will be Jurosevic inbounding the basketball, goes to Joel Vallandi. And Vallandi's in the backcourt. Crossing the Trojans logo there. Goes right side. Into the corner, Jurosevic. Pull-up jumper for him. In and out. Rebound, Deion Taylor. And an outlet pass to Vandersamen down the right side of the floor. Vandersamen, chest pass. Grady Loeffler, a three. That's just off the mark. Out of bounds. Will stay with Sydney. A couple good looks here for the Sabres, but nothing will fall. I believe I do have a Delhi update here. We'll feed that to you as soon as we can. 2:40 to go here in the third. Dylan Easton with the ball. Pass to the interior. Deion Taylor. Little up and under, and it's just partially deflected out of bounds going back to Green. Vallandy came over to swat it away, and then it bounced off a Sydney defender and out of play. Boy, and again, the Sabres just cold here in the third quarter, Coach.
Absolutely.
Vallandy across midcourt, goes to Rapp. Far side, Jarosevic. Into the corner now for Vallandy as they go left to right. Vallandy looking for options, and he dribbled it off his foot and out of bounds. Sydney only down six here. If they can get a bucket, they could find a way to get back in. And if you're Green, it just feels like if they could just punch the gas one more time, they'd have that final gap.
Yeah, like you said, Nate, they only have 5 points this quarter. So
here's Dylan Easton across midcourt, feeding one to Vandersom, and they need a bucket. Vandersom tossing down low for Jalen Reardon, and he couldn't catch it. Out of bounds it goes. They've tried to go up top to Reardon there a bunch, and I don't know, he just hasn't been able to find that ball when they lob it into the post. So Vallandy will walk it up. A low-scoring affair here between the Trojans and the Sabres. Thought maybe it would be a little more high-scoring tonight, but it's been a good battle. Trojans have it. They wheel it around to the left side of the floor for Jarosevic. Trojans being very patient. To the high post now for Vallandy. Will Dunlap in the paint. Steps through. Gets the shot, but I think it was on the floor. Yeah, going to be on Dylan Easton. And it was on the floor there.
That'll be Easton's second.
So Easton picks up that second one. Our halftime score is Delhi 35, BG 16 at the half in the other semifinal game. So they're a little behind us. Jarosevic pump fakes, trying to take it to the hoop. It's blocked, and Sydney comes away with it. They got a minute 20 left here in the third to work with. Two on one if they hurry. Deion Taylor inside, can't get the layup. Rebound is going to Green, out of bounds. It'll stay with the Trojans. Oh boy, another good opportunity for Sydney, squandered.
Yeah, they had a 2-1-1 break. They just couldn't convert the layup.
Jarosevic in the corner. His three was a little short. And then a foul on Sydney underneath. Going to be on Vandersom for a push underneath. With 1:05 to go here in the third. So that will be a foul on Flanagan. With 1:05 to go here in this third. Trojans 31, Sabres 25. Easton across midcourt. Sydney in desperate need of a bucket. It's amazing. They haven't scored much this quarter, but if they could get a bucket here, it would go a long ways. And Vandersom comes up. He's got it. 13 for Vandersom. It's 31-27. 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. One of those games, it might be just who hangs around longer.
Absolutely.
Vallandy to the hoop. Oh, boy, a lot of contact there. Ball comes flying out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Trojans. He was sideways in midair and went flying out of bounds. That had to hurt. Trojans with the ball, and then a timeout's going to be taken by Green with 30 seconds to go in the third. It's Green, 31. Sydney 27. We got a good game here. Stay tuned, folks, on CDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists. Twin Valley is located on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber. Enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And here's a steal out of the timeout by Vandersamen, and he puts it up and in. Makes it 31-29. Green threw it away. Trojans back down the floor. Into the corner now for Jurosevic. Up top now for Ketchum. Coming down to 10 seconds left. Sidney has cut this to a two-point game. Now another steal by Vandersamen. He's going to try to take it the length of the floor, and he does. 17 for Vandersamen. We're tied at 31. Half-court heave at the buzzer is too late for Green, and we are tied at 31. Back-to-back steals by Vandersamen, and back-to-back layups. Unbelievable.
And the Sidney fans are on their feet.
Gotta love it. We'll take a break. Fourth quarter coming up. We're tied at 31 on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sidney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sidney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sidney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sidney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. We start the fourth quarter here. Tied 31-31 between Green and Sidney. The winner goes to the MAC championship game. The next 8 minutes will decide it all. Trojans with the ball. Belandi at the top of the key. They go far side for Rapp. Rapp looking for options. Skips it across the top of the defense. Shot clock's at 10 here for the Trojans. In the right corner, Colligan pulls it down. Goes back to Belandi. Steps in for a long two. And it's off the back of the rim. Rebound for Sidney. Vandersamen, shot out of a cannon, is in for the breakaway layup, and he scores. 19 for Vandersamen on the home run pass from Easton.
On that last offensive possession for Green, they just passed the ball around the perimeter. They had a couple looks on the interior.
Jurosevic on the baseline. Steps in. Great move. Can't finish. Rebound to Reardon. Vandersamen will walk it down the floor. Sidney with a two-point lead. 33-31. Vandersamen has put this team on his back, scoring the last 6 points. Into the corner now for Sidney as they go right to left. Dylan Easton dribbled it off the leg, I believe, of Jurosevic. Oh, they're going to say it's going back to the Trojans. Tough break there. It was 6:45 to go in the fourth. Sidney leading 33-31. Delhi leading VG in the other game at the halftime break, so we'll keep an eye on that as well. They're a little behind us over there at DA. Trojans will get it in. Left side of the floor now for Ketchum. Feeding it to Belandi. Now to Rapp inside for Ketchum. Feeds one back over into the corner for Dunlap. To Colligan. Three for him. Too strong. Rebound Dunlap. Back to Belandi. Green with the basketball going left to right. Dunlap left side three. Got it. Big three there for Will Dunlap. And his first points of the game. And Green leads 34-33. Sidney beats the defense all the way down the floor, and Jesse Newell is able to score. Nobody picked him up on the full court press, and he had a breakaway layup and buries it. Sidney back ahead 35-34 with 6 minutes to go in the fourth. Ketchum on the baseline. Zips one over. Rapp in the corner for three. No. Rebound. Loose. Back to Green. Belandi left side. Into the corner for Dunlap. Too strong. Rebound Reardon. Ahead for Vandersamen. Left side. Tries to punch one to the interior. Lost it, but gets it back. Inside for Loeffler. And now we're going to have a timeout taken here by Sidney. It's kind of a hectic moment. And Coach Morris wanted to calm things down. 5.5 to go in the fourth. Sydney 35, Green 34. We'll be back on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887. That's 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville. A proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Right out of the timeout, guess who? Vandersteinman with a layup. Makes it 37-34, and now Green back down the floor. Volandi for three. In and out. Rebound off the hands there of Jesse Newell. It'll stay with the Trojans. And Vandersteinman has come alive. He's got 21 points now for Sydney. 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and the Sydney boys lead 37-34 in the MAC semifinals. Winner goes to Saturday's championship game. And now a reach-in foul on Dylan Easton as Keegan Evans was trying to drive to the hoop.
I believe that's Easton's third, Nate.
Okay, so with the short bench here tonight, have to keep an eye on these fouls down the stretch, especially for Sydney, as they don't have a lot of other options. Green with that deep bench. Volandi, left side, high post, finds Dunlap. Can he dial up another three? Yes! Nothing but the bottom of the net there for Dunlap, and we're tied at 37. 4:45 to go in the fourth quarter. MAC semifinals here from Green. Here's Vandersteinman to the hoop. Oh, it just wouldn't go. His finger roll didn't have enough English on it to get up over the rim. 4.5 to go in the fourth. We're tied 37-37. Trojans with the ball. Volandi feeding one for Colin Colgan. Far side, no. Rebound, Jesse Newell. He's been a beast on the glass. Easton ahead for Vandersteinman. Like a wide receiver down the left side, he scoops up the ball, and now he's going to pump the brakes to slow it down. Boy, they've been all over him tonight. Gets a screen from Newell and goes to the right side. Vandersteinman, fadeaway three. Oh, it was a bad shot there. An air ball is scooped up by the Trojans. He didn't need to let that one go. Trojans have it. They go back to Dunlap. Up and under. Tough shot. Won't go. Rebound. Catch him. Reversing into the corner now. Back to Dunlap. And out of bounds. It's going to Sydney. Dunlap wanted a foul or a block on the baseline, and he didn't get it. Timeout's going to be taken by Sydney with 3:50 to go here in the fourth. 37-all. What a game here in the semis. We'll be back on CDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 3:50 to go, fourth quarter. Nate Lull, Pete Komenderic. Coach, what a game here. What are your thoughts?
Back and forth, 37-37. This is a game you wish they could play to midnight.
Yeah, this is great. I could watch this the rest of the night, that's for sure, as nobody wants to go home without a win here tonight and a trip to the MAC championship. That's what's on the line. Little dribble drive here for Sydney. Off the bench, Jack Langstaff, the hero from that Walton game a couple of weeks ago, puts it up and in, and it's 39-37. Sydney on top here by two. Dunlap, a three, left side for Green. No, but he's fouled by Reardon, and he's going to shoot three from the line. A costly foul there for the Sabres. Oh, that's a tough one. Reardon trying to close out on him. Just got a little bit too much of the body.
Yep, right after the shot from three.
And here's Dunlap to the line. And his first shot is good. Dunlap had no points until this fourth quarter. Now he's really heated up.
He's on fire.
He's got 7 points and misses his second shot. So we're a one-point game right now. Sydney 39, Green 38. 3:20 to go in the fourth. And he goes 2 out of 3. 8 points now for Dunlap. So guess what? We're tied again, 39-39, as here comes Connor van der Sommen across midcourt in that Trojans logo. Sydney going right to left. They go to Langstaff into the hands of van der Sommen. A three right side. The bank is open for Connor van der Sommen. I can't believe it.
Nate, he shot that one up from the Raymond Corporation parking lot.
He really did. 42-39. And if you're a Green fan, you got to say, oh, boy, what are the odds? Green trying to answer. A block by Reardon. Reardon's coming out of there with the basketball. And they're going to say he traveled as he brought it up the floor with 2:45 left.
Yeah, he double dribbled on that. Little pause trying to get the ball to van der Sommen and took a little extra step.
Yep, took that extra step. It was a great steal, but then he was kind of... It was kind of a broken play after that. 2:45 to go. Sydney, 42. Green, 39. Dunlap, a three left side. Yes! 11 now for Dunlap. He ties it at 42. 2.5 to go in the fourth. Again, tied up at 42. And then van der Sommen threw it away. Easton saved it, though, but it went right to Vilandi. Here's Vilandi, shot out of a cannon. His left-handed layup won't go, and van der Sommen back the other way. He's got Easton. Takes it in, and Easton scores. For lack of a better word, Easton was cherry-picking and was able to stay back, and they threw the long pass to him when he put it in. It's 44-42 with 2 minutes left here in the fourth. Sydney leading by two on the road. The two-seed Green versus the three-seed Sydney here in the MAC playoffs. Trojans have it. They go to the high post, and now a foul by van der Sommen. How many has he got, Coach? Two. So two on van der Sommen. 1:53 left. Sydney leading 44-42. It's been a long time for either one of these programs since they've won a MAC championship. Both are trying to get there tonight with a win in the semis. Here's Jurosevic. Passes over. The layup there will not go down for Evans. Rebound Sydney. Easton, right side of the floor, takes it inside, misses the shot, but is fouled with 1:43 left. And I think they're going to say it was on the floor. No, Easton going to the line. Okay. And the fans are coming alive now, Coach. You can hear it on the radio.
That's three personals on Dunlap for Green.
Easton to the line. The quarterback this fall for the Sydney team hits the first one. Cool, calm, and collected. Dylan Easton with 9. Sydney 45, Green 42. Easton trying to make it a two-possession game. Missed it. Rebound Jurosevic. Green trails by 3 on their home floor with 1.5 minutes to go. Coming up on 90 seconds. Here's Vilandi. He's been great tonight. Vilandi's got 16. Right side, three-point line extended. Goes to Jurosevic. You don't need a three right now. Jurosevic to the inside. Too strong. Missed it, but the rebound for Colin Colgan is off the glass and good. It's 45-44. Sydney by a point with 1:10 left. Van der Sommen to the rim, and he's fouled. Green fans wanted the push-off, but no hesitation at all there for van der Sommen. And is he going to be shooting? No, on the floor this time, they say. 1:11 left. Easton will do the inbounding duties to the left of the hoop. Easton throws it in, has to lob it up, finds Loeffler near midcourt. Loeffler to the right side, steps up, 15-footer, no. Reardon a rebound, He's got it up off the glass, and he scores.
That was a beautiful rebound. He stuck with that ball all the way.
Sidney leads 47-44. Timeout Green with 58 seconds left. We'll step away and be back on CDO.
Hey, love the car.
Nice, huh? Got it a couple of weeks ago at Butler Auto Sales in Sidney.
Man, a lot of people around here get their cars and trucks from Butler Auto Sales.
Well, they have around 150 vehicles on two lots, so it's hard not to find what you want. I just go to their website, butlerautosales.com. Every vehicle on the lot, including the new arrivals, are right there. And when my brother ran into financial trouble, they went above and beyond to get him financed.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sidney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sidney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell, Pete Komenderic here. Coach, 1 minute left. We got a three-point game. Sidney leading 47-44. Wow, here we go. And the Trojans have the ball. They'll bring it up the floor with Joel Vallandy going left to right. Vallandy to Dunlap, who's been red hot here, especially in the fourth quarter. He's got 11 points. They go to Jurosevic. Season on the line here. Shot clock's at 20. They try to pass down low. Vallandy's just got it. Works it back out. 35 seconds left. Here's Dunlap trying to take it inside, and he scores. Big bucket there for Dunlap. He's got 13. And now a timeout's going to be taken by Sidney with 30 seconds left. Sidney leading 47-46.
Dunlap has been their spark in the fourth quarter.
I mean, he had no points, and he's exploded here, and he's up to 13. Coach, let's keep it right here. Max semifinals. Let's set the scene. 30 seconds left. Sidney 47, Green 46. Everything you were hoping for?
Oh, it always is when we do a game together, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And, boy, for a semifinal game, you couldn't ask for much else. Sounds like Delhi is in control over BG in the other game. They'll probably finish maybe either when we're doing our post-game show, maybe a little bit later. But you can find all this information any night on natelaw.com or on my Twitter page or X, whatever you'd like to call it. And you can find all that later tonight if you're looking to see who won. All right, so it looks like they put Langstaff back in here for Sidney. He's been Mr. Clutch. So 30 seconds left. Sidney, a lot of youth on the floor right now. Not a lot of big game experience. Let's see how they handle it here. They lead by one with 30 seconds left. Easton will inbound the basketball. Green throwing everything they can here at the full court pressure. They're going to try the home run pass down the floor, and Easton's pass hit the ceiling and is going to go back to Green. They tried to use the quarterback's arm. It was going to work, except it went a little too tall and hit part of the ceiling that's hanging down. And now Green wants a timeout with 30 seconds left, and they're going to put Deion Taylor back in. All right, so a timeout here for Green. Let's keep it here again, Coach. Sidney still leading by a point. No time came off the clock. Do you like the play to try to go long there?
Well, I would have tried to just inbound the ball because you're up 1 point. But I mean, like you said, Nate, he was wide open. And I'm sure, knowing Coach Morris, that they practiced that play many, many times.
I think what happened from my angle was, all right, you got Dylan Easton, quarterback of the football team. You know he can throw it long. I think he tried to put a little extra oomph on it to get it over the defense that was, you know, right there. And there is a piece, I would say it's kind of a connective netting that comes down probably for gym class so it can separate both sides. That hangs a little bit lower than anything else, and that's what it hit.
Yeah.
Unlucky. You got to be aware of that stuff. But it's going to give the ball back to Green with 30 seconds left. They will inbound the basketball on the baseline to the right of the hoop. Green going left to right. No matter how this finishes up, we'll have our post-game show with our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players. So stay tuned for that. Trojans looking to get it in. Culligan on the inbounding. It's tipped. Goes to Volandi in the corner. It's going to Sydney. What a call. It was a ricochet play. It went out of bounds. Stripes were right there. They say it's going to Sydney, and now Sydney wants a timeout. Coach Tallman not pleased with the call. He can't believe it.
He thought there was contact on the sideline.
He thought there was contact, thought they were going to get a foul out of it. They don't. And we'll keep it right here again. My goodness. So all that, only 2 seconds have come off the clock. Sydney leading 47-46 with 28 seconds left. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Pete Komenderic tonight. Jim Tomeo is our producer back in Sydney in our Main Street WCDO studios. Again, winner of this, going to the league championship game on Saturday. Looks like Delhi is in control in the other game, so it could be Delhi going to try to repeat. All right, so now Sydney will get it back again. They will be inbounding in the corner. They're in Green's offensive end of the floor, so Sydney's going to have to try to bring it up the floor against intense full-court pressure here.
And if you're Green, you have fouls to waste. So you can go for the steal here and play really aggressive.
Yeah, team foul situation. Sydney with three on the board, Green with two. So that that's going to play into how this finishes up. Easton's going to try to throw it long again, and it's too long. Overthrew Connor Vandersom, and he never had a chance at that one. But Easton really had nowhere other options because the defense was right there, and the five-second call was coming.
Yeah, Green's defense was tremendous on that play. Everybody on the court was covered. That was really the only option he had to throw the ball long.
28 seconds left, and Sydney leads by one, and this is our fourth change of possession here in the last 2 seconds of teams just trying to inbound the basketball. Now a steal by Sydney on the inbound. It gets to midcourt. It's taken away. Stolen. Dunlap. Pump fakes. Puts it up. It's blocked by Reardon. Ball loose. Langstaff's got it. We got a jump ball. No, we got a foul with 12 seconds left. Reardon's got to be careful. He was yelling and screaming after that play. He's got to be careful. 12 seconds left. Boy, there was a steal by Sydney. Reardon tried to dribble out of trouble. Green stole it back. They went in, and then Sydney blocked it and then was fouled. So Sydney has it here. Reardon ahead for Vandersomen with 9 seconds left. Vandersomen is fouled by Volandi with 6.8 as he was just going to try to run away and eat up the time with Sydney leading 47-46. The Sabres trying to shock the world here on the road at Green. Easton looking to get it in. Flips one into the backcourt, finds Jalen Reardon, and he's fouled by Jurosevic. Down to 5.3 seconds left. And they just tossed that one up and said, big fella, go get it.
And Reardon will be shooting fouls here.
So Reardon will go to the line with 5 seconds left. Sydney up by one, as that was the fifth team foul on the Trojans. So Reardon's going to settle in here at the line. These are big. Jalen Reardon, the senior, playing with a bum ankle tonight. Steps in, first shot, splash. Like he's playing in the backyard. 48-46. Can Reardon protect Sydney here? He does. Seven. Now for Reardon. It's a three-point game. Green's going to have to fire up a three. They get to midcourt. Here is Dunlap at the buzzer. No! And Sydney has done it. Sydney upsets Green 49-46. And Sydney is going to the MAC championship. 49-46. What a game. They hang on. Dunlap with a good look at the buzzer near midcourt, but it wouldn't go.
And the Sabres do it.
Wow, what a game. Reardon with the big foul shots at the end, and the fans go nuts.
This is a game where if you played this game as a player, you'll always remember this game.
Yes, this is one of those, hey, remember that game. And Sydney is going to the MAC championship game. I believe the last time that Sidney won the MAC for the boys was in the 2014-2015 season, back in the Nick Mino days. That was a tremendous team. So it's been a long while, but Sidney's going back. 49-46, postgame show coming up here on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sidney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sidney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sidney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back one last time as the Sidney boys, the 3 seed, takes down the 2 seed Green 49-46. Let's go through our scoring summary here. A game-high 24 for Connor Vandersom, and he had a big second half. He had 9 at the halftime break, finishes with 24. Pretty even the rest of the way. Dylan Easton with 9, Jalen Reardon with 7, Grady Loeffler with 5, Jesse Newell with 2. On the other side for Green, 16 for Joel Volandi, 13 for William Dunlop, all in the fourth quarter. We thought he was great, really kept Green in it. 11 for Jaden Jurosevich, 4 for Cloden Rapp, 2 for Colin Colgan. So before we do our awards, we want to let you know Delhi defeats BG 72-31. So the MAC championship is set. It will be the 1 seed Delhi against 3 seed Sidney. So, Coach, what a game here tonight. That was a lot of fun.
It was amazing. And these kids battled. I mean, you couldn't have asked for a better game. You couldn't have even drawn up a better game. So
you feel for Green here, the 2 seed. They are, you know, really a tremendous team as we're getting some nice waves from all these guys. So the student section loving this one here. So you feel for Green, though. A great season, still sectionals ahead, but when you're the 2 seed, you have it on your home floor, this one's going to sting a little bit for the Trojans.
Yeah, it'll sting, but the sun always rises tomorrow morning.
Very true. All right, time for our 3 awards. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. We'd like to go with Connor Vandersom tonight from Sidney, 24 points, a game high. When they needed a bucket, he was the one that got it.
He's the straw that stirs the drink. He is such a fundamentally sound guard, such a quick guard. He gets steals on defense. He has a tremendous move going to the left. Just an amazing player for a sophomore.
Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school basketball teams here on WCDO. Well, he had an up-and-down game, but when it came down to it, Jalen Reardon was the definition of defense tonight. That block that he pinned against the glass, several huge defensive rebounds, and when they needed it, he was the guy that was tipping the ball, blocking the ball. They needed him tonight on D.
And in the last 3 minutes of the game, he made some big-time plays underneath. He blocked 2 shots. He altered 2 additional shots. It looked like his ankle got a little loose in the second half, and man, he was playing with reckless abandon.
Yeah, I think he stopped thinking about the ankle. The first half, it looked like he was trying to be careful, and then in the second half, he just played and it worked out well for him. So finally tonight, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, of course brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. Well, Green had a lot of choices. You could have gone with Volandi. You could have gone with Jurosevic, but Coach and I both agreed. Will Dunlap, key in the fourth quarter. Those threes were huge, 13 points. He's our all-purpose player.
Yeah, he kept them in the game, and he played with such confidence. He had a couple jumpers from the outside, but every move that he had going to the hole, I mean, it was beautiful. He drove in on one of the plays. He had the ball on the left. He switched to the right, anticipated what the D was going to do, and scored. But just a huge, huge fourth quarter for him, and he kept the Trojans in the game.
Yeah, he was great, and, you know, Green threw everything they could at Sydney in the last 30 seconds there. We had the craziness with the change of possessions, but it was Sydney's night tonight, and they win 49-46. Well, Coach, thanks for joining me. We'll see what the future holds on Saturday. I know I got Greg Bonskowski coming to help me. I got Rich Turnbull coming to help me, so you know, we'll see how things go, but we got sectionals around the corner,
absolutely,
too. So, and on Thursday, for the Delaware League games, I will have Skylar Thompson with me. So we got the whole WCDO team here over the next couple of days. We'll be taking good care of you. And you're stuck with me the rest of the week, so that's just how it goes. But a big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the WCDO studios. He's our in-game producer at the CDO studios on Main Street. So, Coach, thanks one more time. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Nate. Great game.
Great game here tonight. Sydney boys take down Green in the MAC semifinals 49-46. They're going back to the championship game for the MAC on Saturday. That game will be at 3 o'clock at Unadilla Valley High School. So, again, for Pete Komenderik, I'm Nate Lull. Have a great rest of your night. We'll see you again soon on WCDO Sports.
We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Say, 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 hey, hey, now, baby. Oh, mama, don't play now, baby. Say, 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 hey, hey, now, baby. So let's go on things straight now, baby.